we have had a volatile situation made worse last night by antisocial elements who gathered around the proposed bombs fire site in the shadow of the city walls and began to throw stones and bottles at passers-by, attracting PSNA personnel into the area. And we had upwards of a dozen petrol bombs launched at police. It's clearly a very worrying development. It's certainly not something that I or anyone would want to see in the Bogside area or anywhere in the city. And clearly I would wish to appeal to those who might wish to attend the bonfire this evening to do so, but in a mannerly fashion, and to behave appropriately and not engage in these types of attacks.
There had been community dialogue over the past number of weeks in a bid to prevent this bonfire from taking place. Ultimately, the bonfire is still going ahead, but you are stressing there are alternatives.
We have had protracted dialogue over a number of months with groups of young people in particular who wanted to build bonfires in the bog site. There is an alternative tonight. There is an alternative bonfire and fire celebration in the gas yard site, only a number of a few hundred yards away from where the bonfire on the bank is located. And I would want to encourage everyone to attend that particular event. It'll be well stewarded. It'll be an alcohol-free attraction. And certainly an attraction. I think that most people would much prefer to engage with. And again, I would like to appeal to parents out there to encourage any of their young people who may be thinking of attending the bonfire under the city walls to not attend. Primarily, the reason for that is that anyone attending a bonfire is placing themselves at risk and in danger, and they run the risk of, if they engage in antisocial behaviour, they run the risk of attaching a criminal record to their name at a very young age when they have all of their life ahead of them.